Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up today, Faith Church, at all of our campuses. Unbelievable. Wow. How many of y'all, you felt that at your campus? I mean, it's just every single campus has the most anointed singers and worshipers ever. I was on the front row today here, as I always am there in Florida, and I'm just impressed by our audio guys, our sound guys, the whole, it's like a concert. Give it up one more time for all the team at Faith Church at every location. You know, today I wanted to set the tone in worship because I want to talk to you tonight, today, wherever you're watching around the world, about the power of the Holy Spirit, about who He is. First of all, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and He is a person. Everybody shout, the Holy Spirit's a person. So you can just get up in the morning and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. He's there with you. He's the one that's on the inside of you saying, you're talking too much. Go back and tell Him you're sorry. You're overeating. He's not mean, He's not condemning, but He's convicting. And this Holy Spirit, I want to introduce you to Him. And we talk about a lot of these things on Tuesday night, but I've never really went to the level that I'm going to go this weekend on the weekend. Because there's a lot of new believers, a lot of sports players and people that just came to Christ on a weekend. And they don't know anything about this. But the Holy Spirit is not weird. Weird people make the Holy Spirit weird. In other words, if you were a weirdo before you got the Holy Spirit, you'll be a weirdo after you got the Holy Spirit. But if you were relatively cool before you got the Holy Spirit, come on somebody, then you'll be cool. So I'm going to share with you keys that'll unlock who your Father is, God, and how He sent the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to counsel you, and to help you. Here's the thing about the Holy Spirit. I set the tone today at all the campuses with the worship because you got to slow down a little bit. To get the Holy Spirit to come into a room and to talk to the Holy Spirit, we just get too busy. And we're in that season of our life to where back in the day, you know, we had to go to the store, but now we got Amazon Prime, Amazon Now, Uber Eats. The guy, the Uber Eats guy, he just knows right where we live. He just brings it in the house and finds Ashton. It's a different type of world we live in. Back in the day, y'all went out on a date. You had to go get rejected. Now you just swipe right. It's a high-speed internet world. It's a microwave world, but we still serve a crockpot God. He still likes to take time and to wait a little. And what I'm going to share with you today will open up your business. It'll open up your marriage. I'm going to share with you stuff today I've never, ever shared with what I would call civilians. I share these things with preachers. First of all, the Holy Spirit was the one who resurrected Jesus, and we're getting ready to go into the Easter weekend. You should be inviting everybody. The Holy Spirit of God is the one who's the comforter, the advocate, the standby, the intercessor, and He's always with you. Remember when Jesus said, hey, I'm going to go away and I'm going to prepare a mansion. How many of y'all excited about the mansion He's going to prepare? How many of y'all hoping yours isn't a double-wide trailer? Raise your hand. But He said, I'm going to go away and prepare a mansion for you. But He said, I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit with you. He's going to guide you. He's going to parent you. I was reading a book today, on a leadership book about this morning early. And it was the take on Richard Branson, Virgin Records, Virgin Corporation, over 400 corporations, $5 billion, billion-dollar man, they call him. And the interesting part is his mom dropped him off 3 miles from the house when he was about 7 and said, find your way home. Said her philosophy behind that was she said she wanted him, he wasn't talking to people, he was an introvert. He wanted him to figure out how to get home. He was going to have to communicate. He was going to have to talk to people. And so said it took him about 8 hours, but he showed up. He figured it out. She forced him into discovery. I'm not suggesting you do that. My dad dropped me off 10 miles from house, but he didn't want me to find him, but I found him. But the Holy Spirit wants you to discover who he is, and he wants to talk with you. He wants to make your life exciting, and he wants to lead you in the way that you should go. The Holy Spirit, by the way, knows everything. He knew about Bitcoin before anybody knew about Bitcoin. He knew about the stock that you were interested in way before anybody else thought about it. It says he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So the Holy Spirit lives and abides on the inside of each and every believer. 1 John 2, verse 20, Florida everywhere, they'll put it on the screen. It says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Let's all read that together. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Let's shout it again. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Have you ever just known something inside? Maybe somebody was lying to you, and you just knew it wasn't true. Raise your hand. You just knew it. My dad said, you'll know it in your knower. My dad would come up to an elevator. There'd be six or seven of them. He'd be like, it's going to be the one on the left. We'd be driving down the road, and he says, that truck, two cars up, that truck's getting ready to take a right here in a minute. Never been in the city before. He just knew it. The Holy Spirit was leading him and guiding him. It's not psychic, like the psychic hotline with Dion and them back in the day. That was a generic spoof on what the Holy Spirit really is. The Holy Spirit knows everything that you need to know. In fact, they call it women's intuition. She just know. Well, there's a know-it-all on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. And he said, that's a good scripture to memorize. He said, you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. So the Holy Spirit was left in the earth to lead us and to guide us. I'm going to tell you some cool stories in a minute that's going to inspire your faith. But first, I got to lay a little bit more groundwork. John 16, verse 7, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. This is Jesus speaking. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, that third person of the Trinity is going to show up in your life. The Holy Spirit knows everything. Now, so I want to get into some cool stuff right now. I want to put up a picture of what is the ministry center. This is the first office complex that our church ever got. I want to tell you a story. My dad was dying at 56 years old at St. Anthony's Hospital up the road of skin cancer that metastasized that he didn't have looked at. I didn't know it was such a big deal, melanoma, but it's a big deal. And it got up in his brain. And in a matter of weeks, he wanted to be with the Lord. And the church, the first 6-7 months, it was tipsy-turvy with me, and I was figuring it out. And then within 2 years, we had grown to 2,000 people from 180 people, and we needed to rip out all of the seats in the church, or the classrooms in the offices, and make it all chairs, because the church was growing at 13% a week. So, man, every Sunday morning, there was 13% more people showed up the next Sunday. Then one service, two service, three service, four service became the fastest growing church in America, just like that. We stayed on that trajectory for years. And all of a sudden, now I'm driving down the road, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me, and he said, see that building right there? I said, yeah, there's a for sale sign in it. So I called the guy up, and I said, hey, I want to ask you about the building. He said, we want $1 million for it. We'll take a dime less. I said, can I come meet with you? And so I met with the guy. I went out to St. Charles, Missouri, and I met with the guy. This big old huge office, and it looked like, you ever seen Apprentice, that huge desk, it was incredibly huge. And I went in, and I told him, hey, I'm with Faith Church. We're up the road. We want to buy the building, but we don't have $1 million. But what we'd like to do is give you $550,000. By the way, I didn't have that either. And a tax credit for the rest. And he said, I tear churches down. I just built a big super Walmart and tore down a big Baptist church. I could care less. Come back, boy, when you got $1 million. Plus LipoDissolve, they were sucking so much, this is what he said, they were sucking so much fat out of people that they made tons of money, but they were still on a lease and they still have to pay me like $15,000 a month for the next year. Don't even come back for a year. So I left and I was a little bit disappointed, but the Holy Spirit on the inside of me just kept stirring up. And me and Nicole, this, by the way, this will work for your business. We're leaving Ruby Tuesdays. And she tells me, she said, David, wait a minute. She said, do you remember when your dad was on his deathbed and he had had brain surgery and he was coming in and out of consciousness? And he said, Nicole, he wakes up and says, Nicole,
God gave us that building. And what do you think it's worth? She's just playing along. She said, I don't know. $500,000, $200,000? He said, no, it's worth $1 million. And God gave it to us. And my office is on the top floor. And he started kicking his feet in the sheets and then just went back out. Never really said much again. She said, I think that's our office. So I made another appointment with the guy. I go back and he thinks I'm coming to raise the price. I went back in and I told him that story. And he said, I could care less that your dad on his deathbed thought that. About that time, the double doors open and his CFO walks in. He sees me and he says, David Crank, what the hell are you doing here? I watch you on television all the time. That's quote. Y'all look shocked right now. Preachers don't get to cuss much, but when it's legal, we do it. So he pulls up a seat right next to me and the guy, and he says, what are you here for? And I told him the story. I said, we want to give $550,000, tax credit on the rest. He looked at he was a business partner with the guy as well. He said, what's the problem? He said, we need $1 million. He said, no, we don't. So he says, wait a minute. He goes, the CFO, he goes to another room. He comes back with the keys, throws them at me and Nicole and said, no need to even close yet. Move in tonight. Come on, somebody ought to be. I walked through that door right there. Somebody ought to shout amen. I said, Nicole, can you believe this? Oh, we dropped down to our knees. And we started saying, oh, God, I can't believe you did it. Look what you did. Look at the Holy Ghost. That's exciting. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things, Florida. So my dad, I still had all his desks from his church and all his stuff in that office, the top one on the far left. We were so big, we didn't need all the room yet because the church was still growing, but we didn't have that many staff. So I just put my dad's desk in there, put all his Bibles in there. It was just like a shrine to my dad. I'd go in there sometimes, look around, people, I'd be showing it to people and they say, what's this? I said, this is my dad's office. His office is on the top floor. Then the church grew so much and we had to kick my dad out. You have an unction from the Holy Ghost and you know all things. I think the next picture is Life Christian Center. This was the church. In St. Louis, there was this big church. This is the church you're in. It doesn't look like the same church because it was $17 million later. But I was in Cayman with a donor who the Lord spoke to me about the crash of 2008. This is deep, weird stuff. I know my brain keeps telling me, it's Sunday morning, people are new believers. You're going to sound crazy. But this really happened. Before the crash of 2008, I told a guy, a financial planner, you have to have $100 million to be his client. Texas Tech, people like that invest in him. And I told him about the crash of 2008 because the Lord revealed it to me. But he pulled all the money out, made a killing, made him look super smart. See, the Holy Ghost knows everything. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. He wrote a check for $1 million the next week. And I was at his home. He flew me down in his jet and we're going to go out that day on his big yacht. And I had a dream that I owned this building. And I had just bought Earth City. So I never thought I'd have this. In fact, my whole life growing up, I would invite people to church and they say, are you that big church off 30? And I'd be like, no, we're this little church down on Locker Williams Road. But it wasn't that church. I didn't know that someday it would be my church, but I had a dream and I saw me in the church. And then I left. Here's exactly what happened. I delayed the guy on the yacht for like 3 hours because I stayed and prayed. I said, you guys go without me. And they said, we won't leave. And I got on the boat and I said, guys, I'm sorry. I had a dream and I told them what I saw. But when I was walking up to his boat, I saw that me and Nicole went diving the day before, and we had been down, and that reef is thousands of feet deep. We were down about 110 feet. It's just majestic. It's the most beautiful place to dive in the world. And I know how big it is. And I said, God, this is too big. I just can't do it. I just bought Earth City. The electric bill is $20,000 a month. The taxes are $900 a day. I can't do that. It's just too big. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, no, that's not too big. And he points to the ocean, and my spirit said, that's big. It makes sense later. I get on the boat. Long story short, because I got a lot of stories. By the way, we're doing this Holy Ghost stories this weekend, next weekend, because I won't even get 4% done in 2 weeks. So now, this church
Joyce Meyer started out of there. A lot of great things that happened out of there, but the church had declined. Our church was growing like crazy, and we really needed this tool, and they didn't need it anymore. And there was a woman who came to this church before it was my church, Florida, this building. There's a bunch of pews in here, and this woman gets up and whispers to the pastor, Pastor Rick, and says, Rick, the Lord gave me a word, but I'm not sure you're going to like it. And he said, I don't care. There's only 100 people go to the church anymore, 200 people. Just give it. So she says right here, not on this stage because we rebuilt it. This is concrete because I like to drive equipment on it, but it was like just a steel stage. And on the stage in this building under this roof, she said, this, she's never heard of me in her life. This is not your church anymore. Your church is over the hill. This belongs to young David. This is the city of David. Well, he immediately knew by the Holy Spirit that it was me because the guy that built this church, Rick Shelton, he knew my dad. And when they were growing up, they called him Big Dave and they called me Young David. So he knew this is Young David. So he calls me on the phone, says, hey, we need to talk. This lady, Kathleen Lechner, she's never met you. You never met her. She wants to meet you. I said, well, I preach at 9, 8:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30. I get a break right here till 6 o'clock because we did church on Sunday night back then because we loved Jesus. And so all of a sudden, they knock at my door, and there she is. Kathy goes, that's him. That's the man I saw. So I said, it's really weird. I got to tell you guys something. I had a dream. I was just in the Cayman, and I had a dream that God gave us the building. And I saw the ocean, and I said, it's just, God, that's too big. And I saw the ocean, and the Lord said, no, that's not big. This is big. And the pastor's wife, Donna, who had an emotional attachment, they spent their life, incredible people of the Lord, they spent their whole life building this church. It was very emotional for her, and all of a sudden she goes, oh my God, you saw an ocean? That's exactly what God showed Pastor Rick in 1978, a lost in sea of humanity, and they were in the ocean. This is the Lord. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on, Royal Palm. Come on, Florida. Now, here's what you don't know. Well, my daddy and him started at the same time. My dad built a church over in South County. It would be kind of like there in Florida, like my dad had a church in Jupiter, and now all of a sudden Rick came and built a church in Jupiter. And my dad got offended. He shouldn't have, but he did. So my dad was like, I can't believe he built right next to me. It's just wrong. So my dad moved all the way out to Fenton. And then Pastor Rick, God leads him to buy this land, and he builds a church as the crow flies 2 miles away from my daddy's church. My dad was so mad. See, the Bible says we see through a glass darkly. My dad actually started calling other preacher friends of his to talk some sense into this guy. He's crazy. God didn't tell him to do that. I moved. I did what was right. And so he built the church here. If he hadn't built the church here, we wouldn't have been able to trade churches because it would have been too far. But my dad couldn't see that he was actually cursing the very thing that was going to be his harvest, because you don't see the end. So sometimes right now you might be in a business deal or whatever you're in and you can't see the whole picture. But if you'll just wait to the end, it'll make sense in the end. Shout amen to that. Amen. So now, how many of y'all find this interesting? Raise your hand. This is the Holy Spirit at work. So now we get the building and he comes to me, Pastor Rick. He said, I got a story to tell you, because he was living in his mom's basement apartment after all these years of working so hard in ministry, and he'd used all his money to try to keep the church going. A very noble, great man of God. Always put the church ahead of himself. He lived in the basement. And so we helped him. We gave him $7.7 million and a beautiful new remodeled church where they still have church today, and it's great what they do. And we were able to buy him a home that he deserved out here in a little pond in the back. It's beautiful. And he comes to me and he tells me a story. He said, Young David, let me tell you a story. When you were a little boy, God told me to go give your daddy my last $5. I knocked at the door and he had you in his arms. And he started crying when I gave him the $5 because he said, I didn't have milk to give Young David. So I went to the store and I bought the milk and I came back. And I held you, Young David, in my arms and fed you when you were a little child, and now I'm an old man, and you're feeding me. Somebody ought to get excited.
I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is real. I said the Holy Ghost is real. Somebody ought to get excited. He's got it all under control. Don't worry about gas. He's got you.
Now, I want to show you a bridge. This bridge. This bridge is a $150,000 bridge. That's a bridge that's going out of this property. Some of you came in that way this weekend. Rick, Pastor Rick builds his church. My dad doesn't like it, but he gets himself in a jam. They won't give him occupancy on this building unless he builds a bridge. He doesn't have $150,000. $150,000 in 1983 or 4, that's a lot of money. So the Holy Spirit speaks to Pastor Rick and tells him to call my dad. My dad doesn't want to help him. But God gives my dad an opportunity to sow a seed. He says, man, I really need help. I don't know what to do. So my dad said, all right, I'll pray about it. So the next morning, the Holy Spirit speaks to my dad. By the way, the Holy Spirit is a still, small voice. You're like, what does he sound like? Like Morgan Freeman? I'm thinking, nah. Is it a big, booming voice? Casey Kasem? What is it? No. It's a still, small voice, and it just, a lot of times, it's just knowledge. You just know it. You'll just know. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. The Holy Spirit will speak to you, by the way, even when you're not doing right. Some of you are like, well, I know that wasn't the Holy Spirit because I was doing all kinds of stupid stuff. If you make your bed in hell, he will be with you. The Holy Spirit is in hell tonight. He is. He's everywhere doing what he can with everybody. So my dad's praying, and the Lord speaks to him and says, give him your Surrey. I put a picture of a Surrey. I was preaching in Pennsylvania this week. They didn't need to know what a Surrey was because all the Amish, they just roll in Surreys, but Palm Beach County and St. Louis County, you needed to know, so that's a Surrey. So my dad had this antique Surrey that he just loved. He had it in his garage, and he said, Pastor Rick, the Lord told me to tell you to give you the Surrey, and here's what you do with it. Take the Surrey and put it in the lobby of the church, which is here, which is not my daddy's church. It's his friend, the enemy trying to make him think it's his competitor. Put it out there and tell the people. Notice the Holy Spirit will give you direction. He said, tell the people that somebody gave you a Surrey, and tell all the people at church that we're going to have a big auction 30 days from now, and if they've got a camper they're not using, hunting rifles they're not using, motorcycles they're not using, we need $150,000. So they had a big auction. And so at the end of the auction, guess what? They raised $150,000 in one day and paid for the bridge. The Holy Ghost has the great ideas. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. You might not think you know all things, but you know all things. In fact, everything you ever need to know, you already know. You just don't know you know. So now the bridge, put it up again. That's a $150,000 bridge. Don't be so shy with that bridge. So my dad goes to heaven. He never sees that he's going to own the bridge. He never saw that this would be his church. So when I bought the church and I bought the bridge, I had a little blow up on my dad. It's back there in the barn. And I just set my dad here, kind of showed it to him. I know he's not really seeing it, but just for fun. And I said, the whole time, you didn't know, you're going to own the bridge. I'm here to tell you that even if you don't see it in your lifetime, your children and your children's children, come on, Royal Palm, come on, Florida, come on around the world in the metaverse, somebody ought to get excited about a God that has your preferred future out ahead of you. Oh, the Holy Ghost is a person. Now, Royal Palm, don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk about you in a minute. Another farm. You want to hear another cool story? There's a farmhouse over here, okay? This was 27 acres. This is why 2 weeks won't even cut it, but I'm just going to do it in 2 weeks. Holy, how many of y'all think we ought to do this next week to get these stories? How many of y'all inspires your faith? Raise your hand. How many wish the person next to you had not raised their hand? So there's this farm. There's 10 acres that come for sale. with the barn and the stuff, and we needed all that building for storage, and there's snow plows in there, and there's salt in there, and there's tractors in there, but this church didn't own this. Their whole life, Life Christian Center wanted that building, but it never was for sale. Pastor Rick calls me. We haven't closed on this building yet. I don't even know if we are going to close on it because some board members got cattywampus and it just looked, a couple times, looked like it wasn't going to happen. And he said, man, you won't believe this. I said, try me, I'm a believer. He said that the guy behind us that owns the farm, we've wanted that our whole life. And they called today and said, when my grandfather died, he made me vow to him that I would not sell that until I offered it to the church first. He said, well, man, we're actually in bad shape and we're moving. But the guy that the church is going to buy it, I'll call him. He called me and I said, Pastor Rick, it couldn't come at a worse time. It's taking all the money I got to do what I'm doing, barely making it. How am I going to come up with $600,000? But I just knew it in here that I had to do it. A lot of miracle stories, but we bought it. God blessed us with it. And here's the kind of cool part. This guy that owned the property, he wasn't born again. I still don't think he's born again. You know, God blesses everybody. But he always wanted to live on the street that I personally lived on, but he didn't know I lived on that street. A couple years, the church started exploding, and we lived on a street that was way too visible for us, and we had a guy that tried to abduct Ashton when she was little. He was a sexual predator, and he got in the backyard, and another guy had tried something. It was really bad. We don't tell you about the stuff that happens, but there's a lot of crazy stuff. People break into our house. People try to follow us home. People try to hurt us, broke my ribs, broke my hand, all kinds of insane stuff, and that's why we got that little Yorkie to try to protect us. But we needed to move. Now check this out. I'm trying to make this as fast as possible, but I don't want to go so quick that you don't really get it. So I put the house up for sale because we need to move. The Holy Spirit says it's time to move. The first day, somebody looks at it, and it's an attorney, and he says, I want to buy it. I want to give him what he wants. And I said, I don't want to sell it to him. He said, well, sir, excuse me? The house is for sale, and you want to sell it? I said, no, I just got to check on my spirit. I don't want to sell it. Not to him. The next day, the guy who made the call to sell us his barn calls and looks at the house, and I don't know him. I don't know it's him, and he doesn't know it's me. He walks through the house. He said he's always wanted his whole life to live on that street, but nothing ever comes for sale. By the way, so people are wondering, it was a beautiful, prestigious home. People wonder why you live there. My wife, when we got married, made $100,000 a month, and I did really good too. And so we had bought that house prior to the church being what it was. We were blessed. So don't judge my whole life there, but I want to clear that up for the people. Like, oh, I would. It was nice. So he looks at it. He walks through my office, and he sees a picture of me, and he said, my God, this is the preacher. You call that guy right now and tell him that I sold him the property. I did not want to sell him because my grandfather told me to offer it to the church. And they called me and I said, oh yeah, it's his. Just do it. So here's the point. Because he preferred God, even though he wasn't a believer, God had me say no to the attorney to say yes. Somebody ought to shout amen. So I'm here to tell you, they can't steal your house. They can't steal your business. They can't steal your joy. They can't steal your kids. They can't steal your peace. They can't steal your gas money. God's got it. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on, Royal Palm. Come on, West Palm. I'll give you 10 more seconds to praise it. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My gosh, I only got 6 minutes and 33 seconds to finish this sermon. I might extend it a little bit just because it's the first weekend of April. And so, you know, April fools to you people. These keys, Royal Palm, you're there at the chapel. I want to put up a map. One day, I'm at my office in Florida, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, the offices where you're at are too small. You need to move. And I told Nicole, she said, that's stupid. We don't need to do that. We got all these phone lines in here. We got everything here. It's cost a fortune to do all that. We just don't need to move till we get a right building. But I felt an unction. I got to do it. So I went just randomly. Let's leave that up. Don't take it down. So I randomly go over to Riviera Beach, Florida. Just looking around. I walk into the first building I walk into. I knew it wasn't my building. Just had a check. But there was just debris laying everywhere there in Riviera Beach. And there was a huge pile of keys, like hundreds of keys on the floor. And I asked the real estate guy, he said, yeah, it's a repo situation. They just left it the way it is. And I said, would you mind if I just randomly grab some keys? I know it sounds weird, but I forget what I told him. Something like, I collect keys or something. So I just randomly picked up these keys, these right here. And I knew it was a point of contact for our preferred future. Now, about 2 weeks later, I was praying in the Spirit, and the Lord spoke to me and said, go get those keys. And I got them there at our house in Florida, and he said, count them. And it said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, 5 means grace and favor. We're in, right now, 5 years of grace and favor. And it didn't mean nothing to me at the time, but it says right there, it says Royal Palm Beach, Florida, and the street name is Royal Palm Beach Boulevard. It keeps going away. It keeps zooming in. 17 miles. Put it back on the big shot again. I want to see the big shot. So picture this. I think it's 17. 17 miles away from this street. Means nothing to you. Means nothing to me. The Lord speaks to me and says, tell them there at the high school when you go in. God's going to give us a new office down here. It's going to be our own offices. And it's going to have a room in it that seats about 100 people so we can do Bible studies. Came back to St. Louis the next week, preached, never said a word. Got on stage in Florida, and the Lord said, say it again in this room. I said, God's going to give us our own offices here in Florida, and we're going to have a room seat about 100 people for Bible studies. And there was a guy there who came up at the end. He was shaking hands out back at the high school. And the guy walked up to me, and he said, sir, I go to your church, and I own the biggest trash company in South Florida. Your ministry's blessed me a lot, and I go to church here. And I had bought this church building, and I don't need it. I paid like $1 million for it and spent $1.5 million or whatever fixing it up. And I never knew what to do with it because when I look around here, it seats there at the high school you're sitting in. It seats 850 people. He said, they won't be able to use this. Why would I give it to them? But he said, that's the second time I've heard you say you needed an office that also has some seating capacity of 120. I said, where is it? He said, it's in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, on Royal Palm Beach Boulevard. I kept these keys. I got them in my office all the time. I'll never get rid of these keys. These keys are not just keys of the kingdom. They are keys to unlock what God was doing in Florida. And the Lord led me 17 miles away to this building. Now that's it right now. That's it. Beautiful. The people are there Saturday night, Sunday, Tuesday night, all of us there. This room sits 120. This one sits 120. The Backsaw Kids area, all the parking lots brand new. The palm trees are like 20,000 apiece. They put them all in. You came too late to tell me that the Holy Ghost doesn't know what he's talking about. I expect 5 years of grace and favor over your mind, over your marriage, over your money. Somebody ought to get excited about the Holy Ghost. I'm doing good. I got two minutes and 2 seconds left. I'm surprising myself. I want to tell you a couple things about the Holy Ghost. One, he's a gentleman. He's real quiet. He doesn't push. He's not pushy. He's a still, small voice. Just down on the inside of you, he'll tell you. Go pick up those keys. Don't call those people back. Stay away from that girl. Don't take that job. You always know what to do. By the way, that guy that gave us the building, he said, you know, when they had a brand new 2020 church van. Do you want it too? And I said, is the Pope Catholic? 17 miles away. Same street, same town. It's It's the most anointed chapel in the world. It's actually kind of small, right? But we broadcast from there to these campuses, and I always joke as people drive past it, and people that have been to these churches see how big they are, and they're like, that's the biggest little church in the world. Like, all these churches are tucked inside there through the power of the metaverse and Facebook and so on. A couple scriptures before we wrap up. Raise your hand again, just out of, so I know next week whether to keep going. How many of y'all are digging this? Raise your hand. I think I saw every hand. Actually, the coolest stories I got to tell you are so cool, I can't even tell you. God's blessed me so much. If I told you, you'd just be mad. You'd just be like, my God, you're kidding me. He's just so good. If I told you how good he was, you can't even handle how good he was. It's unbelievable. I'll just leave it at that. Joshua 24:13. It says, So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, cities you did not build, and you'll live in them, and you'll eat from the vineyards and the olive groves that you did not plant. You need to take that scripture down. Well, it's so expensive, dear. After COVID, you can't buy a house. Well, the Holy Ghost can give you a house. I had a friend that just bought a $3 million estate for a little over $1 million. Don't tell me it can't happen. Well, that's true in the natural, but there's nothing natural about you. You're a supernatural Holy Ghost person. You're going to be at the right place at the right time. Crazy. There's a woman in our church. She does a lot of great things, and somebody just bought her a theater in Branson, the big theater. I won't tell any more than that, but it's a big theater in Branson. Millions and millions of dollars. Half the people here probably went to this place and went to the show. It's a very famous show, and they just bought it for her. Said, this is a gift for you to raise money to do what you do. Wow. And then she has the nerve to say, I think I also, since 2,400 seats, we need to put a faith church in there on the weekends. And I'm like, I don't know, there's a lot of blue hair. I don't know if they like what we do. Because, you know, those old people, a lot of times they want to go, you know, an old song like, how great thou art. And our guys are all jamming and Rodney moving and grooving. Come on. But you never know. But the point is, the Holy Ghost will give you tons of opportunities. So you need to start expecting. Let's read it one more time. I'm going to give you land of which you did not toil, cities you did not build, and you'll live in them, and you'll eat from the vineyards and the olive groves that you did not plant. Deuteronomy 6:11. West Palm, pay attention now. Don't miss this. The houses will be richly stocked with goods. You did not produce. In other words, it's going to be full of cool stuff from Home Goods, and you didn't even have to go to Home Goods to get the goods. You will draw waters from cisterns you did not dig, and you will eat from vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. Let's get the aerial, because a lot of people in Florida haven't seen it. This is Life Christian Center. Looks like this, that, okay, that's a miracle story of one of our churches. It's Weldon Springs. Big gym, big beautiful auditorium. And look at that's, remember Life Christian Center used to look like that? And look at it now. And now it's just not 27 acres, it's 37. There's 177,000 people drive past that one a day. That's the biggest African American church in St. Louis. I'm here to tell you, and I'm a white guy, I'm here to tell you that the Ferguson-Florissant racial tension, 17 acres, somebody, West Palm Beach, Florida right there. Somebody ought to give God praise today. All this stuff starts happening when you listen to the Holy Spirit. So when Rick built this building and did what he did, he and Donna did so good. They had a secretary here when they first started. Her name was Joyce Meyer, and she had a bad attitude. They had to fire her 2 times for a bad attitude. Sent her home, fired her. She writes about it in her book, The Battlefield of the Mind. And then she came here, and he said, you need to start, it's called Life Christian Center. So she started Life in the Word here, their women's event, which turned into Joyce Meyer Ministries. It's called Life in the Word. It was that way for probably 30 years. And she reached the whole globe out of here because Pastor Rick was forging and building this great platform. And then she was listening to the Holy Spirit, and she was obeying and listening and submitting to the authority of Pastor Rick. And she is who she is today. And then now here I am, little young David. Now you know the Bible, the little Bible bottle story. He was holding me And then I begin to hold him. I want to be sure everybody understands. This guy gave his life to the gospel ministry. He's one of my heroes in the faith. And I would do anything for Rick and Donna Shelton. They are unbelievable. Somebody ought to give it up for that. So I'm standing on their shoulders today. What? So remember we just read. I'm drinking from a cistern I didn't dig. I'm in a house that I didn't build. I'm eating from a vineyard that I didn't plant. God didn't do it for me to not do it for you. He's not a respecter of person. I'm almost done. I know I'm going along. How many of y'all got time for one more scripture? Psalms 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You ought to write that down. One day, at one of our churches, I was praying. I said, oh, God, we need 150 air units at $200,000. God, I need it. God, help me. I'm begging him. God, the parking lot is a mess. There's holes in here big enough that like cars can fall in it. God, I need the money for the asphalt, God. And I'm begging God and pushing God. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, shut up. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. Wait on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on you, Lord. So I shut up. And he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. I got something to teach you, boy. I have a question. He says, who would want multiple football fields to be responsible for to pave? Who would want a couple hundred air units at a couple hundred thousand apiece? Who would, in their right mind, would want that? Well, nobody that I know. Then he said, I tricked you. From the factory, I made you think it was your desire when it was my desire all the time to put it in your heart and use your faith to pull in to the unseen and seen realm through your faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not revealed to the five physical senses. So start calling in the money. I said, I call in the money from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And that's where I got. He said, say this. So I did. He said, say, my sheep know my voice and the stranger they'll not follow. He said, people are going to hear you on television. People are going to hear you in the metaverse. People are going to hear you on Facebook, and they're going to know, that's my guy. There's something about it with him that's going to make my business grow, make my marriage better. I know. And then he said, call in people that need help and people that are called to help. God, I thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus that the people that are called to help me do what I'm called to do, they're coming. And the people that I'm called to help, they're coming. People that are down and out, people that are up and out, they're coming to Faith Church, and our church is evangelistic, and we're reaching people far from Jesus, and we're bringing them into these buildings, and we're changing their life's trajectory from hell to heaven. In Jesus' name. That's how I built this church. So, stand up with me so I shut up. Royal Palm, you're sitting in a miracle. West Palm Beach, there at that high school, that road is called Shiloh out front. That's part of the reason why I knew it was ours, because Shiloh means meeting place with God. I want to pray for you online, here in the buildings today, this weekend, this first weekend, that God would touch you and that you would start talking and having conversations with the Holy Spirit. You can ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life, and he came in when you got saved, but you could actually find out more information about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's kind of like power windows on a car. You don't have to have it, but it sure beats this. And if you talk to the Holy Spirit, he'll lead you. Stretch your hands toward me today at all of our campuses. West Palm, Royal Palm, Faith TV, Victory Network, all over the world. Father, I pray right now that the Holy Spirit of God would come and move in and out every row and up and down every aisle. And God, I thank you that this week will be a week that they will be led of the Holy Spirit. And God, next week, I'll tell more Holy Ghost stories that will inspire their faith. God, I thank you that they are going into this resurrection season blessed, favored, anointed, empowered, free from depression, oppression, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.